This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Sessions of both houses of federal parliament commencing today. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party directs its lawmakers for compulsory presence in the meeting. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deuba says MCC imperative for Nepal's development. Supreme Court summons both sides for discussion on the case filed by CPM UML Chair KP Sharma Oli against Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota. And Taliban announces an interim government in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The sessions of both houses of the federal parliament are commencing today. The Federal Parliament Secretariat informed that the 9th session of the House of Representatives and the 10th session of the National Assembly would commence in the Parliament building at 4 p.m. today. Joint spokesperson of the Federal Parliament, Dasrath Thamala, said the ordinances issued following the end of the previous sessions of the House of Representatives would be presented in today's House sessions. He added that the schedule of the National Assembly would be finalized by the meeting of the Task Management Advisory Committee set to be held at 11 a.m. today. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbhadu Deuba has said the American Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC is crucial for Nepal's development and the project was brought to the country after a rigorous selection process. Prime Minister Deuba, who was also the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader, directed the parliamentary members of his party to be compulsorily present in the parliament meeting to convene from Wednesday. The Prime Minister also said the government would be given full shape soon after the discussion and consultation with ruling coalition parties. Prime Minister Deuba said this while responding to the queries put forth by parliament members in a meeting of the parliamentary party of the Nepali Congress yesterday. The Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party has directed all its lawmakers for their compulsory presence in the parliament session beginning from today and play constructive roles. Nepali Congress Whip Puspa Pusal said Prime Minister and Congress Parliamentary Leader Sherbhadu Deuba directed all the lawmakers to remain active in the House session. The Supreme Court has called both sides to discuss the writ filed by CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli against Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota. Chairman Oli had filed a case against Speaker Sapkota after he invalidated the CPN UML's decision to relieve its 14 lawmakers from their posts. Chairman Oli demanded that the court should annul the Speaker's decision and issue interim order over the case stating that the Speaker didn't follow the constitutional provision. A single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsa Rana called both sides for discussion on 13th of September without issuing an interim order. The 74th meeting of the World Health Organization WHO Regional Committee for Southeast Asian Nations concluded yesterday with a 12-point declaration. The declaration issued by the two-day virtual meeting stressed on the need for participation of the political leadership in ensuring health security, universal access to health and achieving sustainable development goals. The declaration seeks to engage the community in conducting emergency healthcare and public health programs to empower communities to provide an effective response to vulnerable and affected communities, to integrate public health emergency and disaster management strategies, and to monitor primary healthcare. The meeting was attended by the ministers of health and senior health officials of the member countries of the region, representatives of the United Nations, partners, donors and civil society. The meeting was attended by health ministers from 11 countries including Nepal, Bangladesh, India, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, Maldives, Thailand, North Korea, Indonesia, Myanmar and East Timor. Nepal Police has deployed an investigation team to probe into the murder of six members of a family in Madi municipality, one in Sankhua Sabha district. Superintendent of Police Shyam Kumar Mahato said the three-member investigation team, led by Deputy Superintendent of Police Rugam Kaur, had reached Sankhua Sabha and would take some more time to reach the crime spot. Civil Service Day was marked yesterday, organizing various programs. Addressing a program marking the Civil Service Day in Singhathabar yesterday, Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi said the civil service should be fair and result-oriented. He urged the civil servants to move ahead identifying the problem seen in the service dispensation. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,070 coronavirus recoveries in Nepal. Likewise, 1,677 new cases of COVID-19 were detected yesterday in the country. The Health Ministry also confirmed 21 corona-related deaths in Nepal yesterday, taking the death toll to 10,879. There are 30,303 active cases of COVID-19 across the nation. The Department of Tourism has granted permission to 160 climbers of 16 expedition groups to climb Mount Manaslu in this autumn season. Similarly, a group has taken permission to climb Mount Kanchenjunga. A remarkable number of domestic and foreign mountaineers used to climb mountains in the season. However, the number dramatically dropped due to COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. Video call garda no 4G. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
Sabhi ko yu viswas honi. नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नजी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. The Taliban have announced an interim government in Afghanistan, declaring the country an Islamic Emirate. The new cabinet, entirely male, is made up of senior Taliban figures, some of whom are notorious for attacks on US forces over the last two decades. It will be led by Mullah Mohammad Hassan Akhund, one of the movement's founders, with on a United Nations blacklist. The Interior Minister is the feared FBI wanted leader of Haqqani Militant Group, Sirajuddin Haqqani. The Taliban seized control of most of Afghanistan more than 3 weeks ago, ousting the previous elected leadership. The announcement of the acting cabinet is a key step in the formation of the permanent Taliban government. The new leadership will face significant challenges, not least stabilizing the country's economy and gaining international recognition. The Taliban have previously said they wanted to form an inclusive government. However, all of the cabinet ministers announced on Tuesday are already established Taliban leaders, and no women were included. At least 17 patients have been killed after heavy rainfall caused flooding at a hospital in Mexico's central Hidalgo state. They say a river burst its banks on water, then cut the power supply in the hospital in the town of Tula. Some of the victims were COVID-19 patients who relied on oxygen therapy, local media report. Rescuers evacuated about 40 patients. Meanwhile, a boat transporting the state governor sank in the river. Omar Fayad later tweeted that he was safe and sound, adding that the state authorities would continue coordinating emergency operations in the affected areas. Now to general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature 29.8 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 20 degrees Celsius and rainfall 12.1 millimeter. For this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Sessions of both houses of federal parliament commencing today. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party directed its lawmakers for compulsory presence in the meeting. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba says MCC imperative for Nepal's development. Supreme Court summons both sides for discussion on case filed by CPM UML Chair KP Sharma against Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota, and Taliban announces an interim government in Afghanistan, declaring the country an Islamic Emirate. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.